Okay, this is Covenant Condition Restrictions Committee, Monday, April 7, 2025. Time is now 5:32. The meeting is called to an order. Would Jim do the roll call, please?
Absolutely. Chair Dunham.
Present.
Vice Chair Israel.
Present.
Director Gilchrist.
Present.
Committee Member Candace O'Kelly.
Present.
And Terry Eastwood is currently not here. And neither is our GM, who could be slipping in a bit. He was here today. And then Staff Member Jim Wilson.
Okay. Looks like we have a quorum, so...
And there's the GM.
Yes. Let the record reflect. The GM just walked in only 1 minute late.
He recorded 5:30.
No, didn't.
Sorry. Meeting ran a little bit late.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Yes.
For the roll call, the public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. Committee reserves the right to waive said rules by majority vote. That said, let the record reflect, we have no one in the audience.
I have something. Should I run over there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do too.
by all means. So we can, you know, make it more interesting.
So maybe just for one point, I know it's not on the agenda, but perhaps we can just talk about chickens.
Chickens. Yeah, and we reviewed it a little bit, so we'll tell you where we're at.
Yeah, and Jim can record that.
Getting a lot of phone calls for chickens?
Yes.
We skipped out.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't that be down?
Oh, sorry.
matters to and from?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be matters to and from?
No, that item's not on the agenda. Okay.
So that particular item's not on it, but Jim will speak to that.
Yeah.
So now, that said, do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented? Those in favor?
Aye.
Well, we need a second.
Yeah. Oh, second.
Okay.
Streamline.
Yeah, just move right to it. All right. Those opposed, say nay. Having heard no objection, the motion passes. The adoption of agenda is now admitted to record. The second item on the agenda is approval of conformed agenda. You all have reviewed the conformed agenda, which is attached to the agenda from March 3rd, 2025. If you have any comments or corrections, please speak up. Otherwise, we'll move to...
I'll move to approve the conformed agenda.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to adopt the conformed agenda from March 3rd, 2025. We'll take a vote if no discussion's needed. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. No objection. The conformed agenda is now approved. Now, again, open forum. The member of the public may speak. Let the record reflect again. We have no public present.
Well, I have an item.
Okay.
It's not like a formal complaint, but maybe if you could just do a drive-by. There's a house on the corner of Toronto and Cameron Park Drive on the west side. It backs up to Cameron Park Drive. There's an old, rusted-out, crappy-looking propane tank behind the fence, between the fence and the street. And it just looks suspicious. Like, maybe we should just drive by and see if they just, like, dumped it there.
If it's within their yard, there's not a lot I can do.
Oh, it's behind the fence, so I wouldn't think it would be in their yard if it's behind their back fence. It's on the roadside.
Oh, like Kenwood Park Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Visible from Kenwood
Park. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's at the stone wall there. Quite a few years yet. Every once in a while, we do see them putting in additional items in order to get to that road line. Another part of it is we are going to, I think we go back into our dog park 30 feet approximately from the existing road into the property. So that's something that, from my understanding, the county's going to take over. They'll compensate us for it. This might be really, but that's how I remember it being left last time.
Okay.
So I would assume a lot of this kind of stuff would also get dealt with, because we also have, again, the vegetation is pulled out, and you got an old trailer with the guy's fencing material right up against his back fence. It's obvious to try to hide it. All right. But it's been there for so long, it's hard to tell who it belongs to, you know?
Yeah.
So I do see out there what you're seeing, okay. And I'll take another look at it.
Do you have jurisdiction to do anything about it?
Not really. I think what I'll do is I'll probably contact the county dumping hazardous material site and have a discussion with them. I do have a contact up there that could have these conversations. So,
and for everyone's benefit, I think that's many of the complaints that any of us see. Just like anyone else, we can actually submit it online, even anonymously if you don't want your name. Right, Jim?
You can post it if you want.
Yeah,
not really bothering me. Either.
All right, any other discussion? Okay, the public forum is now closed.
Oh, well, I don't think so. Because we had a chicken complaint from the audience.
Oh, okay.
It's just been the one. My phone's been off the
time. Yeah.
Is it a chicken complaint or is it a complaint that we don't allow chickens?
It goes both ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both.
So I've had them both ways. And,
are we still in the public forum
section? Yes,
okay.
Yes, we get the complaints about bringing chickens in. But we can't change the CC&R, so we don't own them. They are as they are.
Well, but you inform them if you want chickens. You get your neighbors organized. And if you get 50% of your neighbors to change the CC&R, you can have chickens.
Some neighborhoods are up to 75%. But there is, on our website, we have a how to amend your CC&Rs. We do have that.
Chickens are a no, right? Chickens are a no, right?
Not exactly.
One neighborhood that does allow chickens. It has about 15 residents that did adopt to allow up to 5 hens. No roosters are allowed under 3 acres. Peahens or guinea hens. None of those are allowed under 3 acres.
What neighborhood is that?
Yeah, what neighborhood?
What neighborhood? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Torito Lane up there.
Larger lots then, or property?
No, it's just they're kind of tucked up into a... an area that's not annexed to the county.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I can just look at this thing really quick and tell you which one it is.
So they amended their CC&R to allow it.
They amended, right? This is viewpoint, with the amendments, and then the amendment. Now, granted, this was only 15 homes in this neighborhood, so a lot easier to work with your neighbors to get something allowed.
Yeah.
Let me make a key point here, and you'll see in this amendment, various amendments in the CC&R.
Up off of
this
Woodley.
This CC&R will show you that the chickens are allowed, but the coop is not.
Interesting.
Right.
You could get someone who wants a munch.
No, they live inside their house.
So you can't have a hen house under
gross.
So
So that's why all of our CC&Rs say no chickens, because you can't house them.
Okay.
Parking again. And this is how you do an amendment with all these recorded items and a list. And here we go. No. Right.
Other chicken.
So no animals of livestock has been switched to no animals, livestock, switchers, or poultry of them, up to 7 female chickens, sorry, I misspoke, up to 7, or other small household pets may be kept, provided they are not kept for breeding purposes or commercial purposes. Uh-huh. In bold, no chicken coop or other chicken housing structure shall be erected to keep or maintain. And this says within the front yards.
They're free range, then.
All chickens contained in lots will be maintained free from excessive litter, garbage. And this is another reason, the chair and I kind of reviewed this. In order to house chickens, you have to first go through the health department and get educated on how to maintain these chickens to keep from having flies and maggots and all that other stuff. It also brings in varmint from into that yard that goes through other yards to get to them.
Right.
So there's a lot of complications with chickens. Now, to your question, Chair and I, we as part of the chair job, we review the agenda before the meeting, usually the Friday before that. I brought up this question with the chair. In every case that we've had to get involved with a chicken case, it's virtually impossible for us to actually abate it unless it's fully visible. We're not allowed to go into backyards. Mm-hmm. We cannot peer over fences. We cannot get any kind of an investigation to actually prove that there's housing and or excessive chickens, in this case, over 7. Mm-hmm. In the case of a service animal or emotional support animal, we have one that says 5. Neighbor says there's much more than 5, but we cannot confirm.
You can have 5? Emotional support animals?
Granted, I've seen
emotional support.
You got a lot of problems. Huh.
So, in every case, I've also had to go to legal in order to discuss the particular situation. It's costly. It costs us money to sit down with them. In talking with Chair, and as this problem continues to always be an issue in April and May, it's always April and May, because that's when Lee's feed and selling them chickens and stuff like that. So they get them. And we instantly get complaints. The best that I can do is send that courtesy notice.
Right.
And then I educate the complainant that if you hear a rooster or anything, now you can turn it over to animal control. Animal control will deal with the rooster. However, El Dorado County Code does allow hens under an acre in residential lots. They just don't allow the housing. So it's a conflict there.
Yeah.
Are you going to house them in your house or house them in your garage? That's where the problem lies.
So where do roosters live?
This suggests that you can have a structure in your backyard.
Because I have a rooster behind my house.
And that's exactly what's happening here. And that's
the CSD area.
It's in Shingle Springs. I'm right on the border.
Whether you're not in CSD, that's
right. So where are
you? I'm in, but my backyard is Shingle Springs. I'm right on the border.
So they don't allow chickens in...
But he's saying El Dorado County.
That's possible. City limits, I don't know what their code is. But I will let you know that our resolution on this was, I need to, because basically it ends up in a domestic dispute. The best we can do is send them a courtesy notice.
Right.
And do our diligence.
Yeah.
Right? Then if it continues, they hide them. They can call me up and say they're gone, but they're oftentimes still there. And many times talking with legal, it's you're going to have to get out of this. And it's because of what our limitations are. So in talking with Chair, we decided that I am going to revisit with our legal side so that I can get some proper description. You brought up, our Chair brought up the difference between emotional support and service, because there's a big difference in that. So we'll kind of get some direction from her that maybe we can kind of, not necessarily put in policy, but this is how we're going to address these issues. There are certain things in CC&Rs that's very hard for us, our little CSD, and our power to actually make progress. This is one of those items that's very difficult to make progress in and costly to try to do so.
So I just wanted, and I appreciate that, I just wanted to know the panel members that, to kind of hear that, because I'm certain it's going to wind back up in front of you. And it feels like the CSD is being put in between this domestic dispute. We really don't want to be part of it, but they are persistent. So just to give you that.
Well, the complaints are persistent. I've seen it on next door neighbor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, and on top of this, I think the case he's talking about, I have a case file on it. It comes with doctor's notes and everything, and that's why legal said you can't get involved.
Are you kidding me?
You can't. Not when the doctor is saying they must have it.
They must have a chicken?
Isn't the shortest path here is the county, unfortunately.
Their chicken is an emotional support.
They're using
BS.
Well, I mean,
BS.
But it's in their realm of enforcement, not ours. Then why don't we give them a legal notice and say get out? Get them out.
Get the chickens out?
Yeah, especially if they don't have a doctor's note.
Well, they do, I think.
That's just one instance.
This, that one, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have a neighbor who has them. I hear the theme. They're just hens. One of my, nearby me,
yeah,
I hear them. I'm not complaining about it, but somebody might. I mean, wouldn't we pursue that and say, get your chickens out of your backyard.
And it's easy to say that, but how much money are we going to spend on that?
Right.
Well, it's the same as getting a trailer out of front yard of somebody's yard.
So
what's the difference?
They can't rent at large, but then it also says
there, it isn't. We say very clearly in all of our CCNRs, we don't allow livestock.
But we can't see it. We can't
see it.
We can hear it. We can hear it.
Would not be favorable.
You could hear it. And that is
my job is not to sit on a street corner.
Well, you go and inspect properties all the time.
I think this one's a little bit unique. I get you a lot of clear.
Well, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking chickens in general.
Does animal control do anything about it? No?
Only roosters.
So they could, but they don't. Just like what we're saying, we're not going to do anything about it either. So it's essentially de facto.
Actually, per Eldorado County Code, they cannot do anything.
It's essentially a de facto approval of livestock in our backyards because we're not willing to do anything.
We've been proactive. We sent the letters out to folks, and most of the time we don't hear anything else about it. But in this instance, they're just persistent. They have the doctor's notes now, and so now it's going back and forth. And so what we don't want to do is tell them you can't have them, and now we get sued because they do have a doctor's note, and that's a one-off situation.
And I have been told in this particular case, granted results, I have been told by legal, as soon as they go to court with that letter,
exactly.
And now you spent all this money. So
that's a one-off.
That is a one-off.
Chickens in general, though, we're not willing to touch either. Is that what we're saying?
No, we do do our diligence.
But we don't enforce. We just notify. We educate, and we don't do anything. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. I have had success evading chickens where I've been able to see them, where I've been able to provide the proof. In the case of these notices, and especially in case if they have a rooster, if a rooster is part of that hen house and animal control goes up and does pick up that rooster, that's where oftentimes abatement happens. If they don't have it, it's pretty easy to hide these hens. It really is. You can have a structure smaller than this table in house 5 tents.
Yeah, of course.
We can't look over the fences. We can't fly drones. We can't do any of those things.
No, but like I said, you could go out early in any time of day and listen, especially if you're interested in pursuing with the complaint.
Sure.
Do you hear these hens? Yes. Oh, well, can I come to your front yard and listen? Yes.
Sure.
And all these complaints, I do go to these residencies, and I very rarely hear them. I can understand what you're saying as a neighbor. You got a kitchen window open, or a bathroom window open. Yeah, you'll hear them. But from the front edge, it's not as easy to hear.
Well, I can hear them from 2 lots away.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to criticize the way we're enforcing it necessarily, but if we're not willing to really enforce and pursue it and make people get rid of them, then we should be taking steps maybe to then embrace them and providing guidance to residents on, here are the steps that you need to take to make it allowable to have hens in your neighborhood. And to take it a step further and say, here's some recommended language that we suggest you use.
And I don't think that would mean every city in Orange County Park would have to be amended by the same.
Absolutely. So it'd only be the neighborhoods who have the will and the backing to do it. I mean, like in mine, it's a huge neighborhood. It probably never happened.
You might get the book. I think that
you might though. Yeah, especially nowadays.
Here that we could use as model language. I don't know that we proactively go after all of them, but if someone comes to us, here's some.
Oh no, I would.
Here's the process.
But this language says they can't run at large. And they can't have a chicken coop.
Where are they supposed to be?
Yeah, where are they supposed to be? They're free range, obviously.
Kind of,
yeah.
They get out of their pen, then animal control does come and pick them up.
But it says you can't.
They can't be in a pen. It says right there, no coop or chicken housing structure.
No. Shall be erected, kept, or
maintained
in the front yard.
What we discussed is we would table this, we'd go to legal, and we'd
get right, and that's what I'm getting at, is just get the direction.
Every one of these will just be probably an individual look. I just want to make sure we're applying it consistently. Yeah. I wanted you to want to know that conversation I'm hearing more and more and more. That was the
Well, I, you know, if this is...
emailing you said birds.
Again, I the chicken thing is going to be an issue that will continue to come up.
Absolutely.
Especially $14 dozens.
Yes. Yeah.
And
lot more
again, if it's done properly, it's really not an issue for urban environments.
I just want to point out the only problem with this amendment, it does talk about how you're supposed to maintain them, but there's no way to enforce it. Another big problem, if a CCNR is written, it has to be enforceable. And this one still is not.
Well, again, it is offensive odors, for example. You could stand outside, you smell chicken poo.
They're supposed to be licensed to have.
Well, but again,
licensed.
We would have to do enough research to make sure it's all good. But I would just, I mean, I might consider getting chickens if I had the opportunity. I could use a few bug getters in my backyard.
Anyway, just to close this topic, your plan of action is to go to the legal folks, get direction how to deal with this, and clarify these, and then bring it back to the board.
Yeah, and some good direction on how we should be addressing these things.
Right.
And you know, how far, not just how, but how far we want to get into it.
Right.
Because,
and then maybe we can publish that
honestly,
policy.
We open this up.
Yeah.
I'm now turned into animal control.
Right.
Especially for 3 months.
So does that seem like everyone can live with for now, till he comes back?
Directions
just better.
Okay. All right. Anything else on the
Thanks
public
a lot,
forum?
Mr. GM.
No.
You're a member of the public.
It was my phone that rings. Some reason I brought
it. It did have to be brought up at some point.
All right, yeah. Okay, so now we are closing the open forum. We'll move to the departmental matters. Monthly staff report, Jim.
Okay, running through the numbers just before this meeting, I realized total cases is actually 42. Not 49. Mistake on there. Sorry about that. So we have 42 open active cases. With that, we have 14 courtesy notices, 4 initial notices, 5 final notices, 1 pre-legal that's on hold. I'm watching them continue to make improvements on their property. It's still on hold. They're making improvements slowly. 18 to continue to monitor. And as I've said before, a lot of these continue to monitors are these revolving cases where they leave and they come back. So, or I've come by on a single complaint and maybe a trailer or something, I need to come back again to see if it was being staged or not. So those are our continued monitors. In March, we had 16 cleared cases, and we picked up 8 new cases. Any questions there on the CCNR report? No questions? Okay. And architectural review, ARC. Last month, I believe we had 11 cases. We were up this month on 17 cases. And these 17 cases did bring in quite a few larger dollar items. So there was a lot of plans to review. A couple of reason being is we have 5 roofs, 1 solar, 2 tree removals, 1 fence, in which case I did meet with them on site assistance, 2 ADU projects, 1 swimming pool, 1 exterior house paint, 1 deck, and 3 siding replacements. So, and we're, now that the sun's going to come out, these are going to pick up into the 20s each month. Any questions regarding ARC?
The ADUs, what's the, generally, what are we seeing getting approved?
ADUs and JADUs. ADUs are pretty much your standalone units. That are
right, but size, where are they putting them? I mean, most lots in Cameron Park really aren't set up very well for ADUs because there's limited access to the back of your house.
And unfortunately, the Newsom law on ADUs and JADUs trumps all CCNRs and HOAs,
right.
So they can put them right on the property line.
So, but I mean, what are we seeing? Are we seeing big ones, little teeny ones,
no,
I mean, tough sheds that are fixed up? What are we looking at?
They range between, I mean, they can get up to 12 to 1,400 square feet.
Uh-huh.
Your JADUs are usually under, I think they're under 1,200 square feet, and your ADUs go up to, I think, it's like somewhere around 1,450 or something like
that. Yeah, the county's got standard plans already
right.
pre-engineered.
But are they using those, or are they?
It's not.
I know it's not required, but like, for example,
right.
the 2 you approved this month, were they standard county drawings, were they? I'm just curious. I mean, in general, what do we see?
They're
what
full
kind
sets
of action?
Plans. They are full sets as if you're building a new home.
Right. Well, I assume that's what the county provides also. I'm just curious.
Yeah,
are
okay. yeah,
people really spending a lot of money on this?
Yeah,
are
they are.
Are they going the really super cheap route, like using the county plan? I mean, how are they approaching it around here?
Well, when you say county plan, I don't.
Well, you can buy these pre-made plans.
Right.
It's a generic design. Well, that's kind of boring if grandma's going to be living.
Most of these are coming from contractors, and there are a lot of tiny home contractors out there now because of this new law. The last ones that I got were specifically from actual contractors that do this for a living. So
okay.
It wasn't your tough shed type of thing. Our CCNRs do say, now this is where we allow the tough sheds, but our CCNRs say you can't have something prefabricated brought into the lot. We do allow tough sheds and like that because tough sheds can be built in order to match the existing home. And so we'll allow that. In this case, these are coming in with build on site because they're having to tap into sewer and electrical
mm-hmm.
and all that other stuff.
And are they attempting to match the architecture of the neighborhood?
Yes, and we actually make sure that they match the architecture of the neighborhood.
Would we have the ability to deny them whatever they want to build?
Right, so it specifically says in that law that it not only can it not be denied,
uh-huh.
unless, of course, it doesn't fit the parameters of that law, but it has to be expedited quickly. It has to be pushed
right.
through. So your question about cost, though, it's almost the same amount of cost per square foot as it would be built a home. And so I've had some of these people come back to me and they go, this was way more expensive than I thought. Can we get a refund?
No.
It's a review. It's not.
Yeah, it's not a permit. Yeah.
But I'm curious
how that's going because, well, again, most of our lots aren't set up for that.
No, they're not. And to what you're pointing out, yeah, I haven't had one yet in Eastwood Park.
Uh-huh.
But if I do get one in Eastwood Park,
getting one from us.
Are you in Eastwood Park?
Yeah.
Okay, here's where this is going to become a problem. This is what's going to be a real big problem. Eastwood Park only allows 1 car per driveway. Now, granted, That's not what's happening out there, but you have to keep your...
Oh, actually, no, we're not doing an ADU, we're just doing a shed.
So we got
our house.
A shed's fine, but what happens is you have, their CC&Rs say clean out the garage, keep your cars in the garage, and there shouldn't be more than one. Granted, these days are different. You might have two kids in the
school. Oh, there's plenty. There's way more than one car in all the driveways there.
I try to tell people, just get them in the driveway, keep them off the streets, okay? Here's what happens. You put in an ADU, and you have another family or somebody like that moving into them, that's going to be a real issue for that home. So, just food for thought.
Yeah.
There are CC&Rs where this new ADU trumps the CC&Rs to actually build it and put it in, but the CC&Rs still stay in. So that's going to be an issue with some of these neighborhoods, to what you were pointing out.
What's the thought process in denying the prefab units?
A good example is these big metal carport structures. None of them have been approved by this ARC department that you see around. And they're more of a industrial commercial type structure. I do have people that are calling me, hey, I want to put up a metal structure. I educate them that, hey, your CC&R say it must match the house.
We had that one guy we did approve. Did that ever get built, that garage? Shop?
No, it did not.
Yeah.
But he was doing that metal form type. And we said, well, you're going to have to put on a shake roof and you're going to have to put on a siding to match. And then it ended up getting real expensive for him. He hasn't done it. So, I'm just trying to see if I can find this ADU real quick. Just to give you an example of the plans. This is a good example of something that can actually be turned into an ADU. Mm-hmm. But as you can see, this is done by a contractor, Backyard Unlimited. Mm-hmm. But these are the plans that I get, full site plan, and including calcs, although we don't review calcs. But this is, again, it can be built out to match the existing structure. This is this is not necessarily an ADU, but it is being plumbed, it is getting electrical, it is getting all that for a studio type of office. So easy to convert. So this is an example of what we will allow as an ADU, and what we also ask for in a shed or a...
But an ADU would need like a kitchen.
ADUs require, JADU requires a kitchenette, and ADU, I think still only a kitchenette, but there's a few other perks.
But that kind of changes, doesn't it, some of the requirements for it? It'd be like a significant expense to upgrade.
Yeah, and again, it's when people talk to me about this, I really spell out to them, we review the aesthetics and the setbacks and stuff like that. County reviews,
right,
that,
of course.
So,
and again, if it's all in the backyard.
What are you trying to do, Jim, now? I know
I was
looking.
Just looking for other examples.
Okay.
I can move on.
Please.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have any additional questions on the ARC?
Nope.
Pre-legal requests. I'm going to show you, and I've already reviewed these with our GM as well. CCR 23-1061. This is a 2539 Starbuck Road in Highlands Number 1. This has been going on since 23, beginning or end of 23. Equipment, recreation, vehicle storage, and material storage is the violation. Staff has worked on the case since August of 23. Upon notice, some stuff gets cleaned up, and then we kind of move on, and then it comes back out. Staff is receiving more complaints about this. So on my last, I've been working this case diligently for the last couple months. And what we have here, this is Starbuck. And these are the photos that I'm currently looking at.
Oh.
Yeah. Drive by it every morning and every evening.
That is an eyesore.
This is kind of an angle shot.
Oh my gosh,
of what
you've got to be kidding me.
what I've got back here, and he is on the, he's got Starbucks frontage, and then he's got the frontage here in the Highlands. So his address is actually Highlands. He's part of this neighborhood. He's got a double gate here, and he's got this, okay? What I'm looking at is trying to push this resident into cleaning everything out and getting all this behind. Whatever's required for county, I mean, trackers are allowed in a lot of our neighborhoods, because you got to remember, this was 1960s CC&Rs. So tractors are allowed.
So a forklift's considered a tractor?
Yeah, it would be.
Or a vehicle.
And so this should be behind there too, and he probably might want to consider having a permit with the county just to make sure he doesn't have hazardous materials and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm asking for pre-legal to send a notice out to that, and if pre-legal doesn't work, then to move into legal with a legal notice from our attorney. That's this case here.
And jet skis, it looks like, right?
Yeah, if you, there's jet everything. Skis right there. Occasionally, there'll even be a flatbed trailer, because I believe he's a contractor, and he does have a lot of large materials and equipment that comes in. So it almost, I can't say what kind of a contractor he is, but he does have a lot of materials and equipment. And sometimes there's even a toy hauler when they're loading up to go play. So it does get pretty busy at this point.
Okay, so you want a pre-legal on this.
I'm looking for approval to move to pre-legal notice from us.
Yes.
And if no action is taken after that, we can send a legal notice from our counsel.
Consistent with our practice.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, do we have a motion to approve the pre-legal on this matter?
I motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion, questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Chair Dutta.
Well, I wasn't, well, okay, we'll take the vote.
I'm sorry.
we'll take the vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Well, aye.
Roll call.
Okay.
Oh,
roll call.
Roll call. Chair Dutta, yes.
Dutta.
Yes.
Okay. Vice Chair Israel.
Aye.
Okay. Director Gilchrist.
Yes.
And committee member Bill Calvert.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, the motion passes.
Our next item that we're requesting pre-legal and legal request is CCR 25-1001, 3240 Country Club Drive, Cameron Park number 1. This is right two doors down from Station 89. Mm-hmm. Clause 4, F vehicle storage, dock on the triple trailer storage during a neighborhood campaign, and they issued a campaign letter on 11-6. One recreation trailer is behind the fence line, another recreation trailer is in front of the gate, and then there's a smaller utility trailer that's over on the other side. Utility trailers, I usually don't pick on too much, but since we're addressing one, we'll address them all. Final notice was served on 3/19/25. Staff continues to work this area as it's been a part of Cameron Park that has been had continuous issues. Staff is requesting approval for the pre-legal action with additional action from legal. Bring up that case for you. Okay. And you'll see initial notice and final notice. The reason why there's not a courtesy notice is because they did receive a neighborhood campaign letter, which is right here. Okay? That also connects as our courtesy notice. And then photos. This was at the beginning of it all.
Yeah.
And you can see back in here, you got
it's ginormous.
Back there.
Yeah.
And that one is properly stored behind the gate line. Okay.
But there's no gate covering it, though.
There
right?
is a gate.
There is a gate, okay.
There is a gate, yeah.
Even though you can see it?
Shown, but I do know in the past that there has been a gate there.
So there's a third one. There's one, two, and there's one you can't see behind the other one?
Two,
the
one,
other one is actually, you don't see it in the photos. And Chair asked me to make sure I get it next time. for our records.
Yeah, I see this all the time.
Yeah.
It's an eyesore.
Other one is sitting right in front of this truck.
Oh, okay.
So,
jammed in there.
We're
so the same side of the street as Station 89?
Same side of the street, 2 doors down.
Okay.
You got another house right here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this neighbor says, had this illegal trailer been here, then the car that drove through his house would have hit this first.
What now?
But
saved it.
Yeah, it went right through his garage. Car drove right off camera, parked right through his garage.
Ooh.
We do know that he is getting our notices. He knows that this is not legal because he has talked to his neighbor.
So has he responded to the notice?
He's not responded to us, but he's talked to his neighbor about it. So I know he's.
So he knows he's not supposed to have an RV storage lot. Okay.
So yeah, it sounds like he might have a plan, but we just need to push him on that.
Okay.
So I'm requesting pre-legal from us, legal from council.
All right. We have a motion to move for a pre-legal on the CCR 25-1001.
I'll move to go to pre-legal.
I second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussions, comments? We'll take a vote.
Chair Dutta.
Yes.
Okay. Director Israel.
Aye.
Director Gilchrist.
Aye.
And committee member
Hill-Calvert.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion passes. Okay, item number 3, staff update.
Okay, staff update. Staff has been busy with AR site assist meetings as residents start to plan their spring projects. Most of these meetings are for items such as fencing, trailer boards, additions, and outbuildings. Excuse me. The CCR staff has been working with the Recreation Department and educating the public on ARC requirements through newsletters. And I put that in there because I just kudos to our Recreation Department. They're doing a lot of good around here, and they're keeping up on these newsletters. We are going to try and be consistent about having the seasonal message as well as always having some kind of ARC direction. Just keep on pounding. Come in for your projects. So they've been a big help. I want to thank them. Any questions on A? Okay. B. The ARC department is still in need of ARC committee members. Committee members consist of Cameron Park residents who volunteer to assist in reviewing ARC projects. The CCNR department provided the board with a report which included the need for new committee members, and staff requested the board consider assigning a board member to volunteer as an emergency alternate. I'm going to keep bringing this back until we can have that discussion on the board and get some direction.
So have you not had this discussion on board about...
I made my report last month.
Okay.
So I do, you know, I'll work with my GM to see how I can maybe get some results in the next report. But I do
like, do you need an agenda item to talk about this?
I think that's part of it, and that's why I'll have to sit down with the GM.
Right.
Yeah. So just want to let you know this is a concern that I have because it's... Come June, I lose another one for a vacation. Now our building inspector, she's all over the nation. Right now I have her, so we've still been keeping her for her.
So when is your board meeting next?
I believe it would be next Wednesday.
Next
Wednesday? So is it too late to...
No, I'm sure I'll be getting an email here pretty quick to prep up my board report.
Okay.
And in which case, I'll probably schedule a meeting with GM to see how we can try to achieve getting some progress with this.
All right.
Item C, the CCNR staff will be continuing neighborhood campaigns. I'm going to pick those up again this month. In the month of April, we will be reviewing the neighborhoods of Cameron Valley Estates 1, 2, and 3. Those residents that have violations in their frontages will receive the campaign letter requesting corrections prior to any violation notice being sent out. So that's where I'm going to start. And this new spring season is Camavelli Estates. It's probably the smaller block that I have in my work plan, but I just kind of got to figure out how I'm going to achieve all this. I'm going to start small and build from there. Also, and it's not here, but I'm driving through Cambridge today after a complaint on Sterling. I noticed another cup. I need to go down to Cambridge again.
Yeah, there's some other big RVs that are parked out front on Cambridge. Yeah.
So, that's it for staff updates.
Okay. Item 4, items for future CC&R committee agendas.
Well, I think we talked about chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah. We're going to need to talk some more chicken talk.
Okay.
Move to the country if you want chickens. Okay, thank you. If you want to store garbage, have chickens, move to the country. Oh, crazy.
Okay. Is that the only thing we want to hear from? That's it?
Chickens and emotional support animals.
Under the circumstances, that's a bunch of BS. I think that I think I should limit this next month to just that.
It's a loophole.
Okay.
I think it'll be a bigger discussion.
All right. Okay. Yeah, if you could give us a definitive response.
Yeah.
Contrasting the language, the text, on both the CC&R as well as the county, and get them to reconcile, give us clear direction how we should proceed, that's going to be helpful.
Continue.
Okay, item 5, items to be taken to the Board of Directors.
I believe that's going to be the ARC.
Okay, ARC. All right. Matters to and from committee members and staff. This is committee members and staff discussion.
I have nothing. Well, I would, though, suggest that instead of having the discussion we had in open forum, that this part of the agenda might be more appropriate for that.
Yeah, true.
Because open forum's meant for the public.
Right.
To and from would be, we're getting these complaints coming in. You know, I think it works more appropriate.
I totally agree with you. I didn't want to do it. not on the agenda. We took more long time.
I think generally speaking, though, with the Board of Directors, when we have something like that, we talk about it in to and from.
So yeah.
Can we give you 10 push-ups?
Yeah. No, but
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear the reasoning behind
that. And I do have one more item since we're in that section then. So another complaint, and just start dealing with it today with CHP. We've got some complaints on Woodley on speeding, and so the request is to put speed bumps in, and so it's just a pre-conversation about working with DOT and trying to sort of.
I was going to say they should just be working with DOT.
County,
the roads are not our.
Yeah, that's
but
nothing.
Fire is, and it actually falls under the fire department. Mm. So that's how we get roped into that part. Mm-hmm. I dealt with it a lot down the hill. We never allowed them. We had the process, but CHP, DOT, and the fire department all kind of roped in on that. That's why he got to me.
Okay.
So how would CC&R play into this?
I don't think it would.
No.
I don't know. That's why he's just going to put it under radar, because if they show up to a meeting, which they might, because he's pretty fired up.
Right, because even speeding, potholes, abandoned vehicles in the right-of-way, stuff like that, that doesn't fall under us, and I do give direction to the complainants where to go. I do even warn them when it comes to like an abandoned vehicle or a vehicle that's been sitting for a while.
Right.
CHP will tell us, as well as anybody else, all they really have to do is move it 3 feet.
And they've complied.
What about people putting up signs that are not DOT that say speed limit 25 miles an hour.
You do that.
No parking.
Are you allowed?
Just told me that today.
Are you allowed to do that?
No.
We have that gentleman that puts it on Royal, and it was offensive. We didn't go and ask him to remove the offensive portion of it.
No, there's two more on Royal and Hillsborough right by me there's one because these people have a kid and they like have, yeah, have their kid out front.
Crossing guy signs, please slow down and everything.
No, this is a one that says 25 miles an hour. It's and then it's down further, actually, right near the golf course.
Again, I think as our GM mentioned, again it's a call to like DOT. Hey, can we have additional signage?
Yeah, they just put it. They just put up their own.
Yeah.
I was
just going in for more of the speed bump side of things.
Right.
And the fire department's involved because we respond with emergencies, and we would be concerned about a speed bump being there.
Yeah, I guarantee the crews would be absolutely concerned. I mean, if you look at the history, there's several studies out there. Every speed bump adds anywhere from 7 to 9 seconds, and you do that a couple times, and you can see the impact. In addition to that, we've had multiple firefighters, not here, but just around, knocked out because they hit the bump, and it's not like your regular car suspension.
Right. So they're not...
Really?
That's assuming the operator isn't familiar with those issues.
Yes and no. So, and I know where you're going with that. And that's I went to. I'm like, come on, you're an engineer, professional. You pay a lot of money to do this.
To know these streets.
But when they're looking for kids.
Well, and if you're responding
out,
from
code 3,
station 29.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I get that.
Captain's head's down on the map. They might.
Obviously, though, it's a DOT issue. They have to prescribe the proper striping and the right geometry on these things. I mean, I've dealt with this.
We had an escalating process to get that point. Nobody ever got to the end of it. Kind of that way, we just didn't.
But DOT's taking the lead, I say.
Fire department. It falls under the fire department. So I can get you the regs on that.
Well, I trust you. That seems really ridiculous.
It did to me, too, but it was a surprise. And I'm like, okay, well, that's why we have this policy.
Yeah. But again, this would not impact CCNR committee in any ways.
Yeah, and that's why I bring it up.
It's not going to impact the CCNRs, but I mean, I think what GM is looking for is a forum, somebody to discuss it within here. And I think as things get uncovered more and more, I think that direction will be provided. Is it a board item to be discussed, and do we bring it to CCNR?
What's all the other accessory items that come with it, like the signs in the yards, which he did admit to me today. They're putting signs up all over the place down there. So, but when I get more something more substance, I'll bring it to you.
Sounds great.
Does it? Oh, my God.
All right. Anything else? Committee members, do you have anything else? Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No? Okay. Well, then I'll adjourn the meeting.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The time right now is 6:30.